Welcome to Israel 18 News at 5 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Across Israel today, skies are clear and temperatures are mild. In Tel Aviv, it's a pleasant morning while Jerusalem enjoys a cool start. Haifa sees similar conditions, perfect for those stepping outside. Eilat remains warm as usual, ideal for early risers near the Red Sea. Here are today's headlines. First, Iran threatens Hormuz shipping as Trump said to shelve strikes amid diplomacy. This comes from the Times of Israel just a few hours ago. Also, Israel braces as Trump weighs the next move on Iran amid Gulf escalation. This report is from Ynet earlier today. Also this hour, liberal Zionists are under attack. A new book underscores their significance. That's from the foreword 5 hours ago. Separately, additional IDF soldiers are indicted over a large-scale smuggling operation into Gaza. This comes from I-24 News in earlier reporting. And finally, the UAE minister highlights resilience and industrial sovereignty at the Make It in Emirates conference. This was reported by Al Arabiya English less than an hour ago. Here's what people are saying online. Eli Jacobi, an outspoken commentator, posted less than an hour ago, stating that the entire Iranian regime deserves to die. Middle East 24, a regional news account, shared earlier today that UAE Minister Dr. Sultan Ahmed Al-Jaber emphasized the country's resilience amid regional tensions, particularly around the Strait of Hormuz. From Al Arabiya English, senior fellow Saeed Hasseminejad questioned the U.S. strategy toward Iran, pondering if it relied on unrealistic assumptions about regime change. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Times of Israel report, Iran has issued threats regarding shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. This follows reports of Iranian attacks on UAE waters for a second day. Israel remains vigilant and ready to respond if necessary. The situation underscores the fragile peace in the region, impacting global shipping and energy supplies. Turning to Ynet's coverage, President Trump is carefully considering his next steps on Iran. Despite heightened tensions, the U.S. maintains that the situation has not escalated to the point of war. The strategic Strait of Hormuz remains a focal point, affecting international oil markets and global security. Meanwhile, the foreword discusses a new book highlighting the challenges faced by liberal Zionists. The book argues for their continued importance in shaping discourse on Israel. This debate is especially relevant as American Jews closely watch developments in Israel from afar on the economic front. First, Ynet Business reports that an Israeli group has made a surprising $4.5 billion bid for Zim. This challenges Zim's current merger deal and promises significant bonuses for employees, separately from Globes. Terpaz has completed its largest ever acquisition by purchasing Phoenix Flavors and Fragrances in New Jersey for $95 million. This expands their footprint in the U.S. market. And finally, reported by CTEC, NICE is attracting $2.5 billion bids for its Actimize unit. Private equity and AI investors are keen as the company seeks to capitalize on tech sector shifts. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 6 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.